There's nothing more alluring than a Mediterranean holiday. The sun, the sea, the scenery, and of course, the food. Well, that's exactly what Rach and I did recently. We booked ourselves to Spain and we went to the island of Mallorca for the first time. We booked a dinner at the 2-star Michelin restaurant called Zaranda, which is run by world-acclaimed chef Fernando Alirano. The food was sublime. The 8-course meal was accompanied by the most interesting wines, which were brought to us by Sebastian Longo, their very knowledgeable sommelier. What a memorable evening. And it's not often you get to hang out with a 2-star Michelin chef, but that's exactly what we did. Fernando started his food journey almost by accident as a student in Dublin.
It was the summer of 1996. I left Madrid after not being so successful for a bit in my studies and didn't really know what to do with my future. Didn't have, let's say, too clear. I didn't have a plan, so to say. I was 18 years old at the time and I was traveling for learning English. I traveled to Dublin where I had been a few more summers before as a student. Therefore, I knew the place and I loved it and I just wanted to go back. But this time, you know, working as a washer-upper, as a kitchen porter in a hotel to earn my own living. So that was how I first got in touch with this business through the wash-up. And I started to become, you know, generate some kind of interest in cooking, which after turned into somehow a passion. It was not only something that I did for the need of eating, but also, you know, I actually loved spending time in my days off cooking my own meals and so on. So I said, why not trying this as a way of gaining my own life? I started to work as an apprentice in a restaurant, which was quite nice. It was Bib Gourmand in the Michelin Guide, which is just, let's say, the recognition just before the star, so to say. And I was very lucky to get to be trained by a very good chef, which I'm still in touch with and that I have great respect for, because everything that he taught me back those days, I still use it and I find it quite useful.
What does it mean to have 2 Michelin stars?
For many years I had 1 star and I thought I could be 2 or I should be 2. And now I have 2 and maybe I think I could be 3. I don't think any cook knows what would be the difference. I mean, what do you have to do to go from 1 to 2 or to go from 2 to 3? Because I think it's about the emotions. I think the main thing is about the emotions. I mean, you need to be able to touch somewhere, you know, through your food. It could be, how do you reach those emotions? It can be, you know, there's 1,000 ways of reaching emotions. Because of your creativity, because of your level of perfection, because of your level of execution. I think there's a lot of ways. When someone is in a state of emotion that, you know, something has taken you to another level of emotion for whatever reason, I don't even think that many people are capable of saying what is that has taken you to that level of emotion. Therefore, it's really very difficult to tell what is the difference between 1 star, 2 star, 3 star. I think the good thing of the Michelin star, from my point of view, is that it's never based on a single man's opinion, or even, you know, it has to be, let's say, to go from 2 to 3, it has to be something that I believe every inspector that has been in your restaurant was amazed about what you're doing, and this is why you went to 3. Not because you amazed 1 man or even 2 men, but because you amazed quite a few guys, you know. So that makes it, let's say, from my point of view, more fair than other recognitions, you know, because you have a different, how do you call it, approach to food, or, you know, you get emotions from different things. You know, sometimes it's easy to impress 1 guy because, you know, he's impressed by these kind of things, and it's very hard to impress other guys maybe by the same things, you know. So it needs to be, there has to be a very good balance of, you know, let's say, the drama, the taste, the presentation. In Zaranda, we try to build the dishes around the concept, try to have a story to tell, try to have a little bit of a wow factor in the presentation, in the drama, and of course, keeping the things tasting to the very top. So, you know, proper execution, best possible ingredients, etc.
As the saying goes, every picture tells a story. But when every dish tells a story, an eating experience doesn't get any better. I'm Chantal Lascaris, and this is All Sorts of Flavors.